Can I be totally transparent with you? I mean, here I am, this Christian podcaster. It probably looks like I have really solid faith in where I'm at with my spiritual journey that I want to teach others. But total transparency? I have what I like to call shaky faith days. There are some days where I don't feel as close to God, where something maybe I've been praying on and hoping for doesn't happen, or it feels like what I'm called to do just isn't working out, and I start to hear that little whisper in my ears say, "Are you really sure God's there? Are you really sure that you're not doing all of this for nothing?" So, what do we do when there are days where we question, is this even real? Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you're back here with me again today. And I feel like everybody says that at the beginning of a podcast. It's just like the cheesy go-to intro. But I picture you on the other end of this audio. And I picture you listening while you're got your earbuds in, while you're cleaning your house, or you're sitting in the pickup line. And I just love this quiet time that we get to spend together. So as cheesy as it sounds, I really do mean it, that I'm glad you're here. How's your week going? I gotta be honest, this week, well, first, what day of the week it is? It's Thursday. It's Thursday that I'm recording this, and that pretty much sums up the type of week it is, where it was like a good start Monday, Tuesday, got some workouts in, got a lot off the to-do list, and by Thursday, my mom brain is just zapped, and I don't know if it's from not getting enough sleep. The little one climbed in my bed a couple of nights, and actually, my middle daughter asked to sleep with me last night because she was having a hard time. So maybe it's just tiredness that's contributing to my mom brain mush today, but that's where I'm at. And, you know, actually, come to think of it, that might actually be part of the reason, or at least a contributing factor, for why I'm having what I like to call a shaky faith day today. So basically, a shaky faith day, and I think we all can admit that we have them from time to time, is a day where maybe we don't feel that connection to God. Maybe we're not walking around with that kind of unexplainable light and peace. It feels a little more disconnected. I feel a little more distant from my faith. And when I have those kinds of days, sometimes I start to question, why am I even doing this? And I think it started off because I love to be super transparent with you guys. I think transparency is the only way to go. And just like in social media, we've been really good about relating to other moms that motherhood is hard. And I think we need to do the same thing when we're talking about our faith. So for my shaky faith day, mine started when I was setting up to do this episode, and I'm tired, there's so much stuff I need to do today, and I should have recorded and written this out yesterday, but I didn't, and all that to say, I'm just overwhelmed today, and I was sitting down going, I don't even know what you want me to talk about today, God. My mind has got nothing. I don't even know why I'm doing this. It takes so much time. Am I really sure that I heard God's calling? Is this actually working? Is anybody getting anything out of these episodes? You know, you start to go through that mental rabbit hole of questioning your decisions that you make based off of your faith. And that's where I found myself today. And let's be honest, that's a crappy mental place to be in. I love when I can feel God's warmth, you know, when you just feel connected to Him. And in the past, it would have been days maybe that I felt like this because I didn't know, I didn't have the steps of what I could do to change that situation. And it's not some magic trick, but I honestly feel so much better now. So for today, let's get into what happened between A and Z from having a shaky faith day to getting back to that warm, connected place where you have clarity about the decisions you need to make, or you have peace in whatever has gone wrong that's put you in this place of questioning your faith. So what do you say we spend just the next 10-15 minutes getting into the steps you can take to renew your faith? First, you guys know I like to take a couple seconds to just calm our thoughts, calm our body. Take a deep breath and let it out. Let your shoulders drop, your jaw unclench, all those little muscles in your face that carry tension. Let them melt and be in a good, peaceful mindset. Now, if you're new here, on She Read It Herself, we like to make it a bit of a Bible study. We take just a couple of verses, just a little nugget, and we try to understand Scripture in a way that's relatable for the modern day woman. And where we left off in John is actually going to tie right back into how we renew our faith. So hang in there with me. We last left off in John chapter 1. We made a little detour last episode to do an episode on forgiveness and what do you do when you just can't forgive someone quite yet. But now we're going to go right back to where we left off, and it is in John 1, just when John the Baptist is meeting Jesus. So let's go through just the next couple of verses. John 1, 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world!" Exclamation point. He is crying this out. Mister is testifying. "This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." You know, in verse 29, I love the words that he uses in that special moment, this moment where he meets the man that he has been prophesying about, that he has been testifying about, and he cries out, "The Lamb of God." He already knew Jesus was a sacrifice that could change the way people were forgiven and the way they know God. I wonder how he was so sure, because this hasn't happened yet. Jesus has not sacrificed himself, but he used those words, "the Lamb of God." How did John know? How did he have such rock-solid faith to make that leap of faith and make that kind of statement? I wonder if he had been preparing. Was John always like this, with this rock-solid faith that he could cry out with no fear of ramifications? Or did he have up and down days too? Maybe to get to that point in his faith, there were some hiccups along the way. I wonder. And then in John 30, John, he just again nails that balance of humbly testifying. We talked about that a few episodes ago. And he humbles himself by minimizing his role. Listen to what he says. He doesn't say, "I knew it. See, guys, I was right. This is exactly the guy I was telling you about." No, he says, "A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason he came baptizing with water was so that he could be revealed." He humbles himself. John is he's a really good example about keeping our spiritual ego in check. That could be a whole nother episode, but let's continue with having wavering faith and how to get that faith recharged. In verse 31, John, he couldn't know for sure that he was doing the right thing until it was finally confirmed right there in front of him. Remember, we talked about that John prophesied that God had told him that a dove would descend on the one. He had faith in predicting this moment, and it finally came true. I feel like when I read about people like this in the Bible, it's almost like some sort of superhero, some sort of unattainable level of faith. But I have to remind myself that these people were humans, just like me and just like you. So there had to be some steps in between before he could get to this place of being so sure in his faith. When I think about my spiritual journey, if I could put my faith on like a chart, it wouldn't just be a line that's like a complete straight up hill. It's more like a waveform. You know, I have ups and downs in my spiritual journey. And in the past, I really struggled with shaming myself for that. But I'm realizing now that even if it's 3 steps forward and 2 steps back, you're still moving in the right direction. And like I told you before, a day like today for me, a shaky faith day, feels just like that. It feels like 2 steps back. In episode 1, I talk all about how I got started doing this podcast, how I felt like I received a sign that this was my calling. This is what God had prepared me for in all those terrible years that I went through. All of those years of the worst pain I could ever imagine led me to this moment. When I made that episode, when I decided to go forward in my calling, I was having a strong faith day. I felt very sure. I had that unexplainable peace. And in the days following, I get my faith renewed every time one of you amazing women sends me a DM on Instagram and you tell me that the podcast you heard that day was exactly what you needed to hear. It was like God just used me as a little vessel to get the message to you. Or some of you have said that you started a journal and you're going through these scripture verses with me. And oh, when I get those, my heart just explodes and my faith gets recharged in what I'm doing. But then some time passes and I start to forget. It's like I get spiritual amnesia. Have you ever felt like that? Where sometimes your faith is just, you get a miraculous sign and you feel so sure. And then some time passes, maybe some bad things happen, things don't go your way. And it's like you completely forget about the amazing reassurance you felt at another point in time. I remember this used to happen a lot to me when I was going through my custody battle, and I would be feeling great and feeling good in my faith and that God was going to help me, and then we would get a bad judgment, you know, another setback in not being able to see my children. And when that would happen, I would just crumble, and I would start to question, God, why aren't you helping me? I can't go through this anymore. And it makes me sad when I look back at that girl and how alone she felt, how she felt like God had failed her and she was just struggling by herself. But what I've learned now is I don't have to feel alone when I feel disconnected from God. There is a way that I can renew my faith. It's almost like one of those little fast chargers for the phones. I buy them for the girls because they always forget to plug them in and then they're off to do something and their phone is almost dead. And this little thing recharges it in like 15 minutes. It's a cheesy analogy, but there is a way to do the same thing with my faith. The first thing I do now is I recognize that I don't need to feel shame for these days that my faith is wavering. And instead, I kind of flip the script in my head and I recognize that there is a spiritual warfare, especially when you're making progress in your faith, and that these little whispers I'm hearing, it's the devil. And listen, before I used to think that Christians were crazy that told the devil to go away, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, devil, get away from me. They sounded cuckoo. But now I have to admit there's something to that. So the first thing I do is I say, Satan, you have no place here. In the name of Jesus Christ, who I belong to, I rebuke you. Get out of my head. There is no place for you here. Be gone. James 4, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Step 2, when I'm having a shaky faith day, I humbly ask God for help. in reading through scripture for these last few years, I have learned that there are promises in there where God flat out says he will help me if I come to him. So I do. I get on my knees and I say, God, my faith is struggling today. I'm going to need your help. I am humbly asking you, please renew my faith today. I will do my job and I will seek, but I could really use you throwing me a bone here. I could really use a sign today because I'm feeling pretty weak. And then I try to remember the promises, because here's the thing, guys. The great thing about reading your Bible, and I talk about in episode 1, the steps on how to do it so it's actually relatable and you understand and you're not just kind of glazing over it and checking the box that, yes, I read my Bible, but really internalizing it, is that in times of need, you start to play back those promises that you read about, where you read that God will renew your faith so you can soar on wings like eagles. In those times of need, those three steps forward you made by being a seeker, they come in pretty handy, which leads us right into step 3 for renewing our faith when we're feeling a little shaky, and that is to be a seeker. We don't have to just sit on our cute little tushes and wait for some sign to drop from the heavens. We are expected to seek out answers, to seek out comfort from God. And we do that by reading our scripture, and not just reading it, but expecting that we will get what we need from it, putting ourselves in a place of expectation. Praying before you read your scripture, please, Holy Spirit, illuminate on the page what it is that I need today, and believe that you will get that. If you aren't currently reading your Bible, no shame. This podcast is for the girl that sucks at reading it, but I suggest you go back to episode 1 and you start in the book of John. That is where we started. So that's exactly what I did. And this is where, like, the magic happens. Where I'm at is I'm reading about the vine and the branches in the book of John. So I was feeling shaky, so I closed my laptop, I went upstairs, and I pulled out my Bible and started reading where I left off. And my verses today were John 15:3-8. It's all about the vine and the branches, you know, where Jesus talks to his disciples about that. He is the vine, and as long as you remain on the vine, you will bear much fruit. And as I read through those verses today, it's a story I had heard many times as a child, but as I really sat and tried to digest what those words were meaning, what they were saying to me, I don't even know how to put this into words. But shaky faith be gone. I got one of those signs that I desperately needed to hear today. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. It is to my Father's glory. I read those verses and I saw it as a promise that as long as I remain with God, then I don't have to worry about what the outcome will be. As long as I remain in Him and I make the next right small decision, which for me is doing these episodes, even when I question it, I don't feel like it. I worry nobody's listening. I take that next right small step and do it anyway. And God promises me that as long as I'm making decisions in Him, I will bear much fruit. Maybe it won't be in the way I expect, but I can guarantee you one thing, it will be in a way that benefits me the most. It will be in a way that blows my little mind. It's so cool how right when I'm needing it, I get a verse that's a promise, and it brings me so much comfort. Step 4 is to just be okay with where you're at right now in your spiritual journey. There were times when the disciples asked Jesus flat out, "How can we renew our faith?" They struggled with it too, just like me and you. And do you know what he said to them? "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." Matthew 17:20. Don't compare your faith to other people and where they're at on their spiritual journey. All it takes is the faith of a mustard seed. So wherever you're at today, it's okay. And that leads us to the very last step in renewing your faith on shaky faith days. Just keep making the next small right decision in front of you. Step away from the mental black hole of questioning everything in your life, of being worried that the sky is falling, and zero in your focus on just the next step of faith you can take. When my faith gets shaky, everything else around me starts to become a question mark. But when I focus on just making the next right small decision in front of me, I make life so much easier on myself. Listen, I know that that can sound a little minimizing. I've been there before where I'm so overwhelmed and feeling like I couldn't possibly live like this another day. But try to tell yourself, I don't need all the answers today. God, please just show me the next step of faith I can take. And I will take comfort in your promises that your plans are not to harm me, but to give me hope and a future. Help me get through these moments where I'm really not seeing that right now, but to have faith and comfort knowing that you are handling the bigger picture. I just need to have the faith of a mustard seed to make the next step. I like to think that John must have had days like this before he became this superhero of faith, and that every time he made the next right small decision based on faith, it was like another brick, and then another one, and another one. And those bricks grew into this beautiful foundation of incredible faith. And I like to think that I can have that too. So, my sweet friend, believe that God will renew you when you're shaky. Don't be ashamed to have shaky days. We are human. Don't let the devil tell you otherwise. And instead, take comfort in knowing that you're building something beautiful and magnificent for God. Just one next right step of faith in front of you. I really hope that, you feel maybe a little more comforted now, maybe a little less shaky, and that these five steps can get you recharged and renewed in your faith. I'm certainly preaching to the choir here, and I'm going to do the same. If you like what you hear, please share this with a friend, because I'm trying really hard. I have this vision of growing a community of like-minded women of faith, of modern Christian women, so we can support each other and grow together. Be sure to click the follow or subscribe button so you get these episodes as soon as they drop. And if you wouldn't mind taking 2 seconds to leave a positive review, God bless you, that'd be amazing, because then Apple will push this episode out to other women when they search for Christian Women Podcast. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me here. I love our little community. And till next time, sending so much love. Have an amazing day. Bye.